Spotify raises prices and pays fewer artists. ABBA and KISS together at last. And Downtown is bigger than we thought. Welcome to the Unlimited Supply Podcast, your daily music business TLDR in your ear, powered by humans living in peace with AI and brought to you by Nodisk, helping music, technology, and finance companies navigate the music industry. It's Finance Friday, April 5th, 2024, and I'm Lars Murray. Here's the latest in music industry mun. Okay, I mostly left Spotify a couple of years ago when Neil Young and Joni Mitchell decamped. I went over to Amazon, which has its issues, and I can't say that I've completely left Spotify, because if you're a podcaster, you'd better have Spotify. And frankly, my entire music social graph is on Spotify. But I don't want to go back, because the sound quality on Amazon is just so much better. I'm no audiophile, and I can hear the difference. I haven't even dived into spatial audio on iTunes, I mean Apple Music, but WTF Spotify, if you're gonna raise your prices, fix your sound. Other than that, as I've said before, music subscriptions for heavy music consumers, historically speaking, are an amazing deal, so there should be some room for consumers to pay a little bit more. After all, some of it goes to the artist. Looks like the increases will be in the $1 to $2 range. Digital Music News and Billboard have the story. The other thing Spotify did this week was to put into effect its policy of not paying the long tail. As of April 1st, if you ain't getting 1,000 plays per month, you ain't getting paid. Sure, that favors the majors and the big indies, but if you're counting on 10 bucks a month, you're probably not doing this full time. At least I hope not. Billboard breaks it down. Björn Ulvaeus, either the first or second B in ABBA, I'm not quite sure, acquired catalog, name, and likeness rights and the trademarks of KISS, thus consolidating the two biggest titans of my junior high school under one roof. Apparently, in addition to writing all the best songs, Swedes are also pretty good at the music business, too. Looks like he'll be developing a virtual KISS experience, similar to what's already happened with ABBA, thus extending the promise of fulfilling my 7th grade dream of seeing both bands live in their prime. No word on the terms of the deal, but Gene Simmons of KISS is no slouch as a businessman, so ABC's new estimate of three rods, that's $300 million, seems about right. A bit of restructuring over at Downtown Music, parent of Fuga, Curve Royalty Systems, CD Baby, etc., which divested its publishing, it named a new CEO, Peter Van Ryan, or Van Ryn. Dutch pronunciation is always hard for us New Yorkers. Downtown also folded CD Baby into its Downtown Music division. It remains to be seen whether Downtown's move from IP owner to service provider will turn out to have been the right one, but it certainly has achieved some scale, listing 4 million artists, 5,000 business clients, and 1.5 trillion, that's with a T, streams in 2023. Details at Music Business Worldwide. Outside of finance, Steve Knopper has a piece in Billboard about how record label radio staffs are adjusting to the new reality, contraction and layoffs. Also in Billboard, in Jason Lipschitz and Andrew Unterberger's Trending Up column, they focus on the lift that Cowboy Carter, that's the new Beyoncé album, by the way, for those of you who might not know, has given to the people Beyoncé collaborated with, like Dolly Parton. The original Jolene is up 43% this week, and the people she was inspired by, like Chuck Berry, whose traffic has doubled. That's it for another Finance Friday. Support for the Unlimited Supply podcast is provided by Roifi, which helps independent artists invest in their careers and hold on to their master and publishing rights. Our song of the day today is from old friend Alejandro Escovedo. In his long career, he's worn a lot of hats, and I love it when he wears the punk rock hat. His new record, Echo Dancing, is out now, and this is the first track, John Conquest. To get Unlimited Supply every single day, follow us wherever you get your podcasts. Drop us a rating and a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts if you like what you hear, and tell a friend or three, preferably 5 times, because every new development in digital music needs to be repeated at least 5 times. Visit unlimitedsupplypod.com for links, to make suggestions, to challenge us on our dubious assertions, to feed us tips, to feed us lunch, and to tell us what we're missing out on. I'm Lars Murray, and remember, in this business, no conflict means no interest. Thanks for listening. See you Monday.